Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Protests are spreading across China over the government's strict restrictions to control COVID. The demonstrations began last week in the western part of the country after a fire in an apartment building that killed 10 people. Protesters blame a partial lockdown. NPR's Emily Fang reports it appears the government is taking notice.
In some limited ways, the protests have actually succeeded. For example, in Urumqi, where the first protests began, authorities actually caved. They gave a press conference saying, after these demonstrations, we're going to let some people go out of lockdown after more than 100 days of not being able to leave their homes in neighborhoods that are low risk, that don't have active cases. But the state is swinging into action to crack down on these protests and just hide how pervasive they're becoming.
NPR's Emily Fang. In Mexico, another huge march is underway in the country's capital. This time, participants are showing their support for the president in advance of the 2024 general election. NPR's Eder Peralta reports.
Earlier this month, hundreds of thousands of Mexicans took to the streets to protest the president's plan to reform the Electoral Commission. President Andrés Manuel López Obrador responded with this. He called on a massive march of his own, and the people here say that the president is not alone. Many we spoke to say he's not perfect, but they say he represents the regular people, the poor, the indigenous people of Mexico. These dueling marches have flooded the streets of Mexico City, and it is a testament of a deeply divided country that is about to go into presidential elections. Eder Peralta, NPR News, on Paseo de la Reforma in Mexico City.
A search continues on the southern Italian island of Ischia for at least 10 people still missing after a major landslide yesterday. Officials say 2 people died. A major railroad union voted against a tentative agreement backed in part by the Biden administration, the fourth to do so. NPR's Jimena Bustillo reports.
The Biden administration continues to say that a strike would be unacceptable and that the president himself is directly involved in ongoing negotiations. However, the priority is for management and union leaders to resolve the labor dispute themselves. 4 of 12 freight rail unions have voted down the 5-year contract agreement brokered by the Biden administration back in September. If no deal is reached by December 8, railways could lock out workers or workers could strike. A strike could stall the movement of 30% to 40% of all goods and disrupt holiday travel. Congress has the power to block a strike, but the administration has warned against a threat of a strike and urged both sides to come to a resolution without congressional action. Jimena Bustillo, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News. Jury deliberations resume tomorrow in Washington in the trial of Stuart Rhodes. The founder of the Oath Keepers and 4 others are charged with seditious conspiracy in connection with last year's attack on the Capitol that they conspired to use force to stop the transfer of power from Donald Trump to Joe Biden. The defendants deny that and say they were there to provide security for Trump supporters. There's been another big upset at the World Cup in Qatar. Morocco, ranked 22nd in the world, beat number 2 ranked European power Belgium 2-0. It's the first time the Moroccan men have won a World Cup match since 1998. From Doha, NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
After a scoreless first half, Morocco broke through thanks to 2 players who came in as substitutes late in the match. In the 73rd minute, forward Abdelhamid Sabiri curled in a free kick past diving Belgian goalkeeper Thibaut Courtois. Then, in stoppage time, midfielder Zakaria Aboukhlel blasted an insurance goal past Courtois, considered the world's best goalkeeper. Belgium is a star-studded team that finished 3rd in the last World Cup. But today, Morocco was more organized and played better defense. The win puts Morocco at the top of its group standings and continues the early success at this World Cup by African and Arab nations that have normally lagged behind traditional football powers from Europe and South America. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Doha.
Also today at the World Cup, Costa Rica beat Japan and Croatia beat Canada 4-1. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.